Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Fine and warm in Gauteng and the northwest. Expected to become hot in places of the Mpumalanga Lowveld and in Limpopo. Pretoria up to 29, Joburg and Emalahleni 27, Mbombela, Polokwane and Rustenburg 28. And you can get the hourly forecast for where you are today. Go to jackaranda.fm.com, click on the weather tab.
There's been a truck collision in Dalmas on the N12 westbound before the R42 exit, so please be aware of delays there.
Four people have been confirmed dead on the site where a building under construction collapsed in George yesterday afternoon. The municipality said this morning the search continues for 51 other workers still trapped under the rubble. Three rescue teams are currently working on three different areas on the scene. And India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi voted at a school in Ahmedabad early this morning as polling stations reopened for India's marathon six-week general election. India is the world's largest democracy, and the millions of people vote in phases until the 1st of June. Modi is seeking a record third term. And with that, looking at our business news. Oil major Shell has not yet given any indication exactly when it plans on divesting its majority shareholding from a local South African downstream unit. The company confirmed in a statement that the decision was taken after a comprehensive review of Shell businesses across all regions and a decision to reshape its downstream portfolio. The downstream unit includes about 700 Shell stations in the country. Black Empowerment company Tebe Investment Corporation held a 28% equity stake in Shell Downstream SA. And Asian markets built on the latest global rally in early morning trade as optimism that the US Federal Reserve will cut interest rates this year continued to breeze through trading floors. Investors will be keeping an eye on comments from Fed officials this week in light of the recent jobs data. This morning, a dollar at 18 rand 51 cents, a euro 19 rand 93, a pound 23 rand 24 cents. Gold at $2,322.79 per fine ounce. Oil at $83.61 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada D'Souza. More news at 7.
Oh, hug a Manchester United fan today. They are at the risk of failing to qualify for Europe next season after a dismal 4-0 thrashing at Crystal Palace left the Red Devils eighth in the Premier League. The result heaps pressure on to manager Erik ten Hag, who's now in danger of losing his job. United have never finished lower than seventh in the Premier League era, but are starting or staring that possibility in the face with title-chasing Arsenal to come to Old Trafford on Sunday. Manager David Moyes, meanwhile, will leave West Ham at the end of this current season. The club confirmed it yesterday, and it comes after reports earlier that Wolves boss Julian Lopetegui had agreed a deal to replace Moyes. Alton Yankees has vowed to make a successful return to rugby in the future as he continues to serve his ban for a prohibited substance. He was handed a 4-year ban after testing positive for clenbuterol, which is a fat-burning asthma medication which also enhances stamina. In a video posted on his Instagram page this past weekend, Yankees revealed that he still has the drive to return to the top level of rugby.
A lot of people have a lot of questions in terms of my rugby career, but just know that I will be back sooner than what you guys think, through all the research, through all the facts, through all the evidence and people involved.
Which tells me he is appealing that 4-year ban. We'll wait to see what happens. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Jackarina FM plays more.
It must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti.
Music.
My love is your love.
You love.
It's chemical. No chemical.
Like this.
Something's got a hold on me lately. No, I don't.